All right. An event we've been covering for a number of years now. It comes out of the University of Connecticut Health Medical School. And this is Coast to Coast for a Cure. And this 2011 is just getting started, as I recall. James Alex is joining us, and he'll be with us. Leah's Foundation, I believe, Foundation for Leukemia Research, is who benefits. Anyway, let me see. I was looking at your map, James. Are you in California now, or where are you?
I'm actually in Connecticut right now. We fly out 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for San Francisco.
Wow. And you'll be taking off from where? San Francisco? I noticed this year, in fact, I think last year when I talked to somebody who was riding, apparently they were going through like New Mexico and Texas and up through Oklahoma, and it was hotter than heck. And looks like you're going a little, are you going a little further north this year?
Yeah, we are. Last year they went down a little further south in Nevada, and this year we'll be going kind of coming out from Lake Tahoe on the Nevada-California border and going across Route 50, which is kind of midway through Nevada, and then kind of into the middle of Utah, and then we'll hit a few national parks up in Wyoming and head back a little further south to get home.
I'm hoping it'll be a little cooler then. I'm hoping it'll be a little easier route, though, driving through Wyoming. Well, once you get out of the parks in Wyoming, it's pretty flat. It is. Golly, Montana, yeah, okay, that looks good. Looks like you're even touching on Idaho a bit there. So how many days does it take to do this, James?
In the past, it's taken anywhere between 50 and 60. This year, we're shooting for high 40s or 50, so... we'll see. We have a little extra time in there before classes start, so we can kind of hit things we want to see and take some break days to see some more sites. So we'll kind of play it by ear.
James, are you going into your second year, or are you still first year?
It's actually interesting. Yes, as of yesterday, I believe, I was just promoted to second-year status at the School of Medicine. So,
congratulations. It's a little early, I suppose, but do you have an area of expertise you want to concentrate on, especially?
I've been interested in radiology, but I'm kind of keeping my doors open for other specialties as well, just to see what happens down the line.
All right. And now, are you pretty good at biking? I mean, is this something you do on a regular basis?
I've always biked growing up. Nothing serious in terms of expensive road bikes and things like that and races, but I'm sure it'll kind of kick me into shape once we get up into the Sierras and whatnot. So,
second year of medical school will be easy compared to this. You're into serious biking now, my friend. Yeah. Tell you what, doctor, you're into that. Tell us about Leah's Foundation and just the money that you'll be raising money, I guess, to fund leukemia research, correct?
Correct. It's also some other blood cancers, lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma. A bunch of the money that we raise goes right back to the health center, to the hematology center for cancer research there.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to try and stay in touch with you guys. I'm going to put the link up to the website. If people want to make a donation or sponsor you guys, they certainly can. And you'll be blogging, so there'll be every couple of days certainly a little update as to how you guys are doing. I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for doing this. It's a great deal, Doc.
Absolutely. Thank you. We appreciate you guys calling up.
All right. James Alex. He's a now second-year medical student at the UConn School of Medicine, 826.